Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Jaya Kishor Kishor Jaya Kishor Kishor Jaya Kishor Kishor Jaya Kishor Kishor Jaya Goranitai Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol Hare
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yashoda Yashoda Nandana Pratyajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaur Hari Bol Jai Jai Prabhupad 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 Jai Prabhupad Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki, Shri Shri Kishore Kishori ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki, Shri Shri Gaura Nityananda ki, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hmm. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudirayat nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki nama om vishnu padaya krishna pristaya bhutale srimate bhaktivedanta swami niti namane namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharane Nirvise sa sunyavadi paschatayade zetarene. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, Brahma's prayers to Lord Krishna. And this is text 42. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Tato nu gyapya bhagavan svabhuvam prag avastitan Vatsan pulinam aninye jata purva sakam svakam tato nugyapya bhagavan svabhuvam pragavastitan Vatsan pulinam aninye Yata purva sakam svakam. Tonu gyapya bhagavan. Svabhuvam pragavastitam. Vatsan pulinam aninye. Yata purva sakam svakam. Yata purva sakam svakam. Word for word meanings, please repeat. Tata, then, anugyapya, giving permission. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, svabhuvam, to his own son, Brahma, prak, from before, avastitan, situated, vatsan, the calves, pulinam, to the shore of the river, aninye, he brought, jata purva, just as before, sakam, where the friends were present, svakam, his own. Translation. After granting after granting his son Brahma permission to leave, the Supreme Personality of Godhead took the calves who were still where they had been a year earlier and brought them to the riverbank where he had been taking his meal and where his cowherd boyfriends remained just as before. So this is a little simultaneously understandable and not understandable, so please, let's listen carefully to this purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The word svabhuvam to his own son indicates that Lord Krishna forgave the offense Brahma had committed and treated him with affection as his son. It is stated in this verse that the original cowherd boyfriends and calves were situated just as before, near the bank of the Yamuna River and in the forest, respectively. The boys and the calves, different places. Previously, the calves had disappeared within the forest, and Lord Krishna had gone to search for them. Not finding them, the Lord had returned to the riverbank to discuss the situation with his cowherd boyfriends, but they had also disappeared. Now, the cows were once again in the forest, and the boyfriends once again on the bank of the river, ready to take their lunch. According to Srila Sanatan Goswami, the calves and boys remained in the forest and on the riverbank, respectively, for one full year. Lord Brahma did not actually take them away to another place. By the Lord's omnipotent illusory energy, the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan did not notice the calves and boys, nor did the calves and boys notice the passing of a year's time or feel any hunger, cold, or thirst. All this was part of the pastime arranged by the Lord's illusory potency. Lord Brahma thought, I have kept all the boys and calves of Gokula sleeping on the bed of my mystic potency, and to this very day they have not risen. A similar number of boys and calves have been playing with Krishna for one whole year, and yet they are different from the ones illusioned by my mystic potency. Who are they? Where did they come from? That's Lord Brahma. Nothing was invisible to the Supreme Lord. Thus Lord Krishna appeared to be searching for the calves and boys only to enact the dramatic pastime of bewildering Lord Brahma. After Brahma surrendered and offered prayers, Lord Krishna returned to the original boys and calves who appeared exactly as before, although their size had somewhat increased because of one year's growth. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, since Lord Krishna was playing exactly like an innocent young boy, cowherd boy, in Vrindavan, after four-headed Brahma offered his prayers, the Lord maintained his role as a young cowherd boy and thus remained silent before Brahma. Krishna's silence indicates the following thoughts. Where did this four-headed Brahma come from? What is he doing? What are these words he keeps on speaking? I am busy looking for my calves. I am just a cowherd boy and do not understand all this. Lord Brahma, unquote. Lord Brahma had considered Lord Krishna an ordinary cowherd boy and had treated him as such. After accepting Brahma's prayers, Krishna continued to play as a cowherd boy and thus did not answer the four-headed Brahma. Rather, Krishna was more interested in rejoining his cowherd boyfriends for the picnic lunch on the bank of the Yamuna River. Om Jnana Pramarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Vinitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, Krishna's Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. He is the complete, ultimate, full personality of Godhead. And his pastimes are the topmost exhibition of himself fulfilling his own desires to enjoy. And what is his enjoyment? His enjoyment is with his devotees. And so these are, how to say, the most real exhibition of Krishna's innermost identity. We know the Lord expands in so many ways. Bhagavan Paramatma and Brahman effulgence, not to speak of all the avatars and the in this material creation, Purusha avatars, Vishnu manifestations of Vaikuntha. But Goloka is the most special place. It's his own personal, intimate abode where he's always enjoying with his own devotees, who are actually manifestation of his internal potency, his Swarup Shakti. And nothing interferes. Krishna's, what's the term? Krishna's the Lila Purushottama. He's the enjoyer of his own pastimes, and nothing can interfere with his own enjoyment. So here the description was, in the commentary, Lord Brahma did not actually take the calves and boys away to another place. By the Lord's omnipotent illusory energy, the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan did not notice the calves and boys, nor did the calves and boys notice the passing of a year's time or feel any hunger, cold, or thirst. All this was part of the pastime arranged by the Lord's illusory potency. So, my understanding of this is that Lord Brahma is thinking that he stole the calves and boys was under the influence of Krishna's illusory potency. It was an illusion. Brahma got tricked. He thought he took them. He saw and he placed them somewhere. But how can we say this was like the facsimile form? It was an illusory representation. It wasn't the reality. Just like the gopis left their homes, their husbands, families, lying right in bed, went to Krishna, but there was a facsimile form still there. So husbands and everybody thought everything was okay. And this was all Krishna's, this is all under Krishna's illusory energy. For his own most intimate pastime enjoyment. And like in Ramachandra's pastimes, Sita was stolen by Ravana, but later on we find out that it was Maya Sita, and Maya Sita was put into the fire, and burnt, and real Sita came out. So I'm sure there are many other examples. So Krishna's pastimes are most wonderful, and in this way Krishna cannot be conquered or tricked by anyone. Krishna always knows, but the point is that he's fully absorbed in his pastime. And the latter part of this verse, or the explanation, as we heard also yesterday, that Brahma offered his prayers and Krishna remained, he remained silent. In this way Lord Brahma understood that he must have heard, but it was like he was so absorbed in his pastimes he couldn't even divert his attention, and thus he gave permission for Brahma to leave. And accepted, but he didn't give any credence. He just kind of slighted Brahma, as we heard yesterday. So, and Brahma was treated him like an ordinary cowherd boy, thinking, who is this? Everybody is respecting him, all giving him full attention like he's somebody special. You know, I'm so special, I'm going to show him. So Krishna reciprocated with Brahma, and he's like, as Vishwanath Chakravarti comments, he remained silent before Brahma, and he was thinking, where did this forehead of Brahma come from? What is he doing? What are these words he keeps on speaking? I'm busy looking for my calves. I'm just a cowherd boy. I do not understand all this. So his reciprocation was, I'm just a cowherd boy. What are you talking about? What is all this, big, absorbed in Brahma's, was illusioned. He made this wonderful, so-called wonderful arrangement by his mystic potency and seemingly stole the calves and the boys. But for Krishna, nothing changed. His pastime went on here in this verse without change for seemingly 1 year. Was it Brahma's time? It was just a moment. He came back. But Krishna's enjoyment with his boyfriends, and he went out looking for the calves, but nothing was lost and nothing was interrupted. I'd like to read just a little bit of expanded, the full commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti. Thakur in his Sarathar Darshini, if you'd like to hear. Different acharyas are giving a little different commentary, so by hearing both, sometimes we get expanded our own realization. So the same verse, and the comment is by Vishwanath Chakravarti. By remaining silent, Krishna gave Brahma permission to leave. It is said, monam samati lakshanam. Silent means consent. Brahma had asked permission to go in verse 39, anujanihi mam Krishna. Krishna remained silent through the entirety of Brahma's prayers. Seeing the Lord's silence, Brahma took that as his permission to depart. Krishna could not break his silence because he was playing exactly like an innocent young cowherd boy, the son of the king of Braja, in the pastime of bewildering Brahma. Thus Krishna's silence here was deliberate. Krishna's searching for the calves and boys was like an actor's assuming a certain role from the beginning to the end of a play. This is an important point. Krishna's searching for the calves and boys was like an actor's assuming a certain role from the beginning to the end of a play. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.16, it is said, "Thereafter, when Krishna was unable to find the calves, he returned to the bank of the river. But there he was also unable to see the cowherd boys. Thus he began to search for both the calves and the boys, as if he could not understand what had happened." Unquote. Brahma began his prayers in verse 1 with the word Nomidya. While the four-headed Brahma was offering his prayers, Krishna maintained his role as a young cowherd boy and thus remained silent. Krishna's silence indicates the following thoughts, as we just heard. Where did this four-headed Brahma come from? What is he doing? What are these words he keeps on speaking? I'm busy looking for my calves. I'm just a cowherd boy and do not understand all this. In this way, by remaining silent throughout Brahma's prayers, Krishna concluded his dramatic performance. Thus, in the presence of his servant Brahma, Krishna pretended to be ignorant of his own powers and opulences. Krishna did this like an actor playing a part on the stage. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.61 says, "Then Lord Brahma saw the Absolute Truth, who is one without a second, who possesses full knowledge and who is unlimited, assuming the role actor or nakyam of a child in a family of cowherd men and standing all alone, just as before, with a morsel of food in his hand, searching everywhere for the calves and his cowherd friends." Unquote. After being overwhelmed by the Mahaprema, great sweetness of love of Yashoda and other Rajavasis in Vatsalya Rasa and the other rasas, Krishna sees that his own knowledge of his powers and opulences becomes covered. This ignorance is not a pretense, it is real. Therefore, it is not described as natyam, play acting. Krishna brought the calves, who were absorbed in eating grass, back to the same place on the bank of the river where the cowherd boys were sitting, in the exact sitting in exactly their same positions, taking lunch. At that place were the original cowherd boys, who were different from the cowherd boy expansions who performed pastimes for 1 year with Krishna. So this is a little difficult, but one thing. That in this rasa, as he says here, being overwhelmed by the Mahaprema, great sweetness of love of Yashoda and other Rajavasis, Krishna sees that his own knowledge of his powers and opulences becomes covered. This ignorance is not a pretense, it is real. Therefore, it is not described as play acting. So, for Krishna, Krishna's identity and his activities are not separate. It's not like an actor playing the part. This is like absolute. Krishna and Krishna's Leela. So, I mean, we have to try to understand, it's different from our experience. And like us, we're playing a role. We have this body, we have this, we know, conditioned mind and false ego. With a little self-realization, we understand we're also playing a role at this time in time and space. And all this is changing. We had a 2-year-old body, a 10-year-old body. Everything's changing. Our thoughts are different. But Krishna and Krishna's Leela are absolute. So he only identifies with that at the time. This is Krishna's his internal potency. So he is a cowherd boy. You know, he doesn't think that he's playing a role. So he's so absorbed in it, in enjoying it, in playing that rasa, is just, this is reality. As Krishna's pastimes are, his great variety, unlimited variety of pastimes are going on eternally at every moment. But at every situation in his pastimes, this is absolute truth, ultimate reality. For us to see, and Krishna's experience. He's not thinking anything else. He's there. He's the dear friend of his boyfriends. He's the, you know, responsible for caring for these calves. And so he takes it absolutely seriously. And so here it seems that what's being said, that he never left that pastime, but for a moment of Brahma's time, he let Brahma think that he had, you know, was successful in his mystic potency of stealing calves and cowherd boys. And that went on for a year, and nothing changed except the calves and boys had grown just a little bit in a year. And nobody else noticed either. None of the the mothers or the Rajavasis. So I have one other. Oops. One other thing. A short comment by Jiva Goswami in the Krama Sandarbha from this verse. He's commenting on this verse. Krishna gave permission to Brahma, his son. This phrase indicates that he forgave Brahma for his offenses, just as a father forgives a son. Krishna gave him permission, asking with a smile, "Are you going so soon?" This indicates Krishna's humility, mercy, forgiveness, teaching, joking, and scolding with a hint of his omniscience. "I will not be happy with these forms of boys and calves that you put to sleep. I will gain happiness from these boys and calves in a waking state." After giving Brahma permission, he brought the calves, the same now as in their previous state, to the bank of the Yamuna, where the boys were eating lunch as previously. The boys looked at him with yogurt rice in his hand as previously. The power of his Maya, acting by his will, reconciled all things. Though the mothers remembered the activities of the boys, who were actually Krishna's expansion from the previous day, it was not desirable that they should remember incidents which occurred during the previous year. So, Jiva Goswami's comment. So any questions or discussion?
Hare Krishna, Preeti Shaw Prabhu. Thank you for your class. I really appreciated your point. I never thought about that way when you were mentioning Krishna's playing an actor. But his body, his mind, everything related to him is him. And whereas the opposite of us, when we play actors, we're different from our mind and our senses, etc. So I really appreciate that point, and I'm trying to formulate my thoughts, but we hear basically one thing that Bhaktisiddhanta that came to mind, there's an article that he wrote called Sri Guru Tapan Seva, and he says, in regards to your point, he says, real humility is never found in an external show of humility, which is actually mere duplicity. And so there's also one point I appreciate about in the scriptures that sometimes we see that, or at least I can speak from my own life, and I'm sure many people can relate to it. Generally speaking, when you harboring negative thoughts about circumstances, people, or any situation, sometimes we think if we have this duplicitous nature, if I'm impatient, if I criticize only mentally, then this person, you know, I'm hurting them, but they don't even know. You're actually miserable. I've never seen anybody who criticizes someone, insults someone externally, what's up to speak internally. I've never seen anybody look happy doing that. And so there's a nice quote by Aristotle. He says, the wicked man cannot be in the position of a friend, even toward himself, because he has nothing in himself which can excite the sentiment of friendship. It is man's duty to flee from wickedness with all his might and strive to be good. And thus may he come to be a friend to himself, and then may come to be a friend to another. So my question is that how do we know? Because that's the tendency. We go through our debates, our arguments, and the tendency is I'm right and the other person is wrong. But that may or may not be true, but in the end, even if we prove to be right, that doesn't guarantee, I mean, if we don't like the person, what is the use of being right? Because we're miserable. So how can we distinguish between being too attached to justice and harboring negative thoughts? I don't know if my question made sense, because the tendency is that, let me do some justice, and the justice may or may not take place. But my question, I can't formulate my question properly, but my understanding is that what is the use of having justice if you don't like a person? You may get the justice, but if somebody mentions their name, that's enough to take away your happiness. So what is the use of the justice? So maybe you could stand on some of these points. I don't know if I formulated my question properly. Did my best.
Well, we're trying to be Vaishnavas, and so we're actually supposed to go follow the footsteps of the pure Vaishnavas and the Lord Himself to go beyond justice, interested only in justice, and we're interested in mercy, getting mercy and giving mercy. So therefore, we can eliminate, you know, arguments and likes and dislikes. We can go beyond duality. Otherwise, our life becomes so complicated. How can we approach Krishna, who is a non-dual mercy giver? He's not acting on the platform of justice. He leaves that to his material energies, to Durga Devi, to the most material nature. In this association of devotees, we are really interested in mercy, and all right, doesn't matter what you did, be it right or wrong, you know, act in such a way that you're going to get Krishna's mercy, that we're going to become purified. This is Lord Chaitanya's movement that we we were just talking something yesterday. It doesn't matter like how sinful or wrong a person is, but if they're willing to approach Krishna, try to get mercy, then it's not worth talking about all the material condition, the karmic situation. You know, we just want absolute good, and that means connecting with Krishna. Otherwise, you can go on for lifetimes, you can go on forever. That's what we're doing here. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that thinking this is good and this is bad is all an illusion. What is it? He says it's mental speculation. Because in this world, everything is bad. So, you know, we don't waste our time with that. We just want to connect with Krishna. We want to help other people connect with Krishna. Of course, we consider their situation as far as helping them, because some people are in very, you know, compromised situations, very conditioned. So we just help them get whatever mercy they can and don't dwell on their material situation. Anyway, that's all I think I can add. Does anyone else to say something? In this pastime, we can see how Krishna just he very kind of sweetly and politely dealt with Brahma. You know, I'm a cowherd boy. I don't have, you know, what's going on. I mean, I'm absorbed in this. And he was totally absorbed in his pastime with the cows and the boys. But it said here, nothing is invisible to the Supreme Lord. He knew what was going on, and by his potency, he overrode, so to speak. He didn't, you know, Brahma's mystic power with his own. He just politely showed that, you know, things are going on. I'm in control. Yours, like, you're not on the map, you know. And Lord Brahma was like, oh, Mataji.
The point you'd raised about there being a facsimile of the cowherd boys, I think, you know, today I'm needing a little bit of clarification, because the understanding was that, I mean, from today's verses, that Lord Brahma had not taken the actual cowherd boys and calves, that they'd remained playing the one in the forest and the other, I guess, on the pasturing grounds or somewhere on the grounds. So that would imply that the facsimile boys were in the cave with the calves, the facsimile calves. But earlier on, there's mention that Lord Krishna himself expanded himself into the cowherd boys and calves. Mm-hmm. So it would imply from earlier on that actually those originals you know, would they have been the ones in the cave or not? But here we're understanding actually those original ones remained in the exact same spot. So but then it would be that actually it's almost like there's three sets. You know, it would mean almost like there are three sets of calves and cowherd bulls, the facsimile ones in the cave, the actual ones that now we're hearing they've grown a teeny bit because they remained playing, and there's the ones that Lord Krishna himself expanded to create such that they were identical in every respect to the original, each and every one of the calves and cows. So anyway, this is just coming to mind from the today's verse.
Yeah, I can't. I'm also challenged to understand the whole thing. And that's why I read these commentaries, that different acharyas are commenting a little differently. And Prabhupada said, yeah, that was Krishna expanded as the cows and calves for a year. And then at one point he showed Vishnu forms behind all these forms. And Brahma saw that. That was part of the humbling and humiliating dynamic there. And even the Rajavasis, they were like overwhelmed with increased affection for their boys and their calves, right? Because that's what Prabhupada comments on it, that it was because it was Krishna. So one way or another, Krishna and his, you know, his own intimate associates, Krishna's expanding. It's Krishna. It's not like the jiva soul or, you know, the tattvastha shakti that we're, you know, that Krishna's own internal potency is expanded as his intimate associates, gopis, gopas, the cows, their eternal, what do we say, antaranga shakti. They're not jiva souls that have been separated. And so, yeah, we have to, I mean, that's why Bhagavatam is here, and it's to discuss and think about, and at least we can get some appreciation that Krishna is conceivable, Krishna and his pastimes conceivable and inconceivable. We can't understand how Krishna's, you know, it's not understandable how Krishna's mystic potency works, but it's working. And it's affecting others, like the most intelligent Lord Brahma, he was convinced. So because of this pastime, we, you know, we're getting some understanding that the most intelligent an original living being in the universe is, was so affected by Krishna and realized that he was, you know, not so unqualified and so insignificant trying to affect his pastimes.
I was just thinking about how it can seem confusing to hear the acharyas explain these things a little differently. Sometimes even it seems opposingly, contradictorily. But I was thinking about how Prabhupada would keep the explanations within the leelas very simple. Like, for example, in the Bhagavatam, when Prabhupada explains the Leela of Sita being kidnapped and then rescued and like that, he doesn't talk about Maya Sita. We don't learn that by reading Prabhupada's purports in the Bhagavatam that there was a facsimile Sita that was stolen by, kidnapped by Ravana. We only hear it later in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is conversing with a South Indian devotee, and that devotee's in total anxiety, thinking about how Sita was touched by Ravana. And then Lord Chaitanya pacified him by revealing that actually that was a Maya Sita. So in Prabhupada's purports in the Bhagavatam, you never get that impression. So similarly here, it seems that Prabhupada's in the Krishna book is keeping his explanations of the Leela on a simpler platform. That, oh yes, Brahma stole the calves and boys, and Krishna then duplicated them by expanding into identical forms, which he revealed are actually he himself, you know, by showing the Vishnu form there. So different acharyas will explain it a little differently because they're revealing different depths of the understanding. So I kind of like to see it in a harmonizing way, that indeed Brahma perceived that he stole boys and calves, but they were facsimiles, and that back in Vraj, the boys and calves were there just as they always were, but nobody could see them. And a year passed by, so they indeed did grow a little bit. But Krishna, to make a point, revealed that these parishads of mine, my eternal associates, they're nothing but expansions of my own potency, my Sarup Shakti. You know, because even we hear that Mother Yashoda is none different than Krishna's Sarup Shakti. So acharyas have explained that the parishads, the eternal associates of the Lord, are nothing but expansions of his Sarup Shakti. Like you were saying, they're not jivas. So anyway, in that way we could like see some harmony. Mm-hmm. You know, that Prabhupada didn't give all those details, like I said, just like he didn't give those details about the facsimile Sita.
Right. So, you know, we're just supposed to be ultimately essence seekers to get an appreciation and affection for Krishna, his sweet pastimes, and appreciate that he's, you know, the supreme mystic. He can do anything. And so it's it captures our heart. We're supposed to, you know, this is like, that's the success, to be attracted and have strong faith in these transcendental activities of the Lord and desire to be part of it sometime. That desire to enter in, even just, we don't understand it, I'm just thinking, just to know it properly, or maybe not know it properly. I mean, you know, the Vrajavasis, they don't know everything. They don't bother themselves about knowing or not knowing Krishna's mystic potency. So I guess, you know, we can follow in their footsteps, being convinced in many different ways about Krishna's supreme identity and our relationship with him. Just go forward. Anything else? Jai Baladev. It's getting late, so something quick here.
Hare Krishna. I guess regarding my original point of justice, or basically not feeling discontent in anyone's association, because in the end we're hurting ourselves. And we see in this pastime, we see so many pastimes where Krishna, the supreme teacher, is chastising his devotees. Now Krishna, he knows whether we passed our test or not. And one thing I appreciate about the great saints, one thing I keep in mind is that they're spiritual valedictorians. Now, a valedictorian, their happiness comes from them passing their own exam. Their happiness never comes from somebody else passing their exam. I've never seen a valedictorian who gave a valedictorian speech who was miserable because their other classmates didn't pass their test. So we see that Prahlad Maharaj, his happiness was dependent on him passing his humility exam. His happiness never came from whether Hiranyakashipu passed his humility exam. So my question is that from these past signs, we see that you know, people may criticize us, oh, you failed your humility exam. In the end, Krishna sees our hearts. You pass, you may have failed. But we see from these past times that whether if we pass our exam, then we have no animosity towards anyone. We're not impatient with anyone. We always, they're well-wishers. Like Prabhupada says, you're ever well-wishers. And we also have the tendency to help others pass their exam. If we at least think, from my egoistic perspective, that they failed their test. My question is, are there some other criterias? Because in the end, you know, we don't know who passed our test, but are there some criterias for ourselves, whether or not we failed our character exam or passed it? Are there any other criterias we could look out for, you know, whether we passed our, you know, our humility exam?
I would say that we can test whether we've passed the humility exam if we're practicing the six processes of Sharanagati, because you can't surrender unless you're humble. So I'd keep it simple like that. Accept everything that's favorable for devotional service, reject everything that's unfavorable for devotional service. Consider the Lord your protector, consider the Lord your maintainer, to always be meek and humble, or that I belong to Krishna, and to make one's desire the same as Krishna's desire. I would say that's the test of whether we're humble or not.
And not let anything get in the way of that. Nobody's going to knock us off our path. keep one more thing. He's not satisfied.
Actually, appreciated Mother Dana Kelly's point, because it reminds me of a profound point that Chaitanya Charanam Prabhu, a Radhanath Maharaj disciple, he came here many times, and he has a lot of videos on YouTube. He said a very profound point about accepting things favorable and rejecting things as unfavorable. So he basically says that it's easy, you know, from at least theoretically, to accept favorable association and reject unfavorable association. But it's not so easy to accept favorable thoughts and reject unfavorable thoughts. We may say, oh, let me move away from my enemy, but you can't move away from your mind. So that's one thing I appreciate. I just wanted to share that. But so that's the, we see that's the hard part,
yeah.
Accepting favorable thoughts. And it goes back to my original point, kind of. So. All right, sorry about that.
Anyway, so that's our hard work to deal with our closest, sometimes friends, sometimes enemy, and take shelter of the mantra. Deal with the mind. Okay, thank you for, for your attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.